This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River, and I'm speaking with Kim Jory. She's a fitness manager and personal trainer at Good Life at the St. Catharines Bunting and Carlton Club location. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
And I just wanted to ask you, it's January, and that means a lot of people have set fitness goals as part of their New Year's resolutions. And with gyms being closed down in Ontario, what are some other options to help people stay fit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if the pandemic has shown us anything, it's that fitness can be flexible. So I think that, you know, right now more than ever, there's so many different online fitness classes and different workout programs. Good Life offers free daily classes on Instagram and a full selection of on-demand workouts. As well, our personal trainers are doing remote training. And other than that, there's lots of different winter activities that people can participate in. So taking advantage of different things like skiing, even just walking in the snow, maybe walking your kids to school if you normally drove them, just taking advantage of different things like that.
Okay, and what kind of equipment would you recommend for working out at home?
Yeah, I think choosing equipment that is versatile, that you can do many different exercises with. So, you know, a good set of a few different resistance bands, and then a few dumbbells really goes a long way, and there's, you know, hundreds of different exercises you could choose just with those two things.
Excellent. And would you say that there are a lot of mental health benefits to exercise?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the mental health benefits are just as important and significant as the physical benefits. We know exercise releases endorphins, which is going to make us feel happier and more positive. Especially now in kind of the darker winter months, that's really important. It's also going to give us that sense of accomplishment. So, you know, setting your mind on something and, you know, just the feeling that you get after you've done a good workout, it really sets you up for the rest of the day. And then also helping to regulate things like stress and sleep to help you handle those kind of extra stressors that are happening right now.
And what other advice would you have for anyone who's trying to be their healthiest self right now?
First and foremost, be kind to yourself. You know, this pandemic has taken a toll on a lot of people. So I think whether you have an exercise kind of program right now or not, start slow and just add in those small things on a daily basis. You don't have to block out, you know, an hour and a half to get some movement in. And just, yeah, if you miss a day, start the next day. It's definitely not going to be perfect right now, but anything is going to be better than nothing right now.
And time constraints, lack of motivation, finances, unsupported family members, those are just some of the barriers that people encounter in their attempts to get healthy. So what's your advice for tackling these barriers?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that there's a lot of barriers and then things are really challenging right now. I think reframing how we think about exercise is important. So if you think about it as something that's like a punishment or something that you have to do, you're going to be less likely to want to put it in your day. So I think viewing it as, you know, that break in your day where you get to spend some time just on yourself and kind of build yourself up is important, as well as just setting up your environment and controlling the things that you can control. So if you put your workout clothes, you know, close to you so that you see them in the day, or you're putting, you know, your workout time in your calendar and just making it part of your schedule, those little things are going to help. And kind of like I said earlier, just setting realistic goals. So whether it's, you know, 5 minutes a couple times a day, whatever you can do, even a couple minutes is really going to make a big difference and help you feel, like I said, more in control, release those endorphins and help you get through this difficult time.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm Linda Morgan for More FM and the River, and that was Kim Jory, fitness manager and personal trainer at Good Life in St. Catharines Bunting and Carlton Club.